Now it's recording. What's your name?
My name is Celestine.
And what's your organisation?
It's a charitable organisation working with people here and in Africa as well.
Okay, and where are you based?
We are a Croydon-based charity.
And what do you hope to achieve?
We hope to help people to help themselves by empowering them. We do it by helping together with them in developing what we call sustainable initiatives.
Okay. Yeah. How do you do that? Do you fundraise for them or?
Depending on the type of project, we could try to find funding for them, or we can work together with them whereby they tell us what they need, and then we develop what we call a project proposal, and then together we can put it to the funder.
Okay.
Yeah. But as well, we can do all the things in a charity dance, raising money from an individual, and this kind of thing.
How many people work for charity? Or how many people do you have?
We mainly have volunteers at the moment. Because we're a small charity, we're not like Oxfam.
Yeah. So how long has it been going, the charity?
We were set up in 2002. We had a bit of a problem with it too during the recession. We have to adjust ourselves and to reduce our size to be able to meet the needs of our users.
How many people do you support or how many people do you help over a year or?
It depends. If we, let's say we run a training like this, okay, in a training you can have 10 to 15 people. If it's a 6-month project, if you project it in 1 year, so we're talking about 20 to 30 people for a project. But if those people have good family, so you also have to understand their indirect impact.
Yeah.
When we're helping them, they also plan to help.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Put it this way, if you come in the training, let's say, and you have a child, and then you, by coming to the training, your child can access to the childcare.
Yeah.
Right? Behind the door.
Yeah.
So it's not just you, is it?
It's them as well. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Excellent.